You have to talk.
What? Welcome back, everyone, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos, and my co-host, Athena, where we continue to break the cycle of fake news. Now, you want to say anything?
Hi, everybody.
All right. We have a lot of interesting news, and we're just going to go ahead and dive in. Let's do this. Here we go.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that gonna do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from redpillliving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon, or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to redpillliving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
So California, as we recently reported, has begun offering transgender surgeries for out-of-state children, which basically means they are now performing life-altering castrations and sex change surgeries for children from all 50 states. And it gets worse. Like I reported last time, if those kids manage to get to California, or if they're just passing through and they happen to be brainwashed while in California, California's new law allows the state to take custody of those children, steal them from their parents, and give them to, I'm assuming, some sort of an LGBTQ transgender ally who's going to be gender-affirming for them and help them get their surgeries and destroy their lives and probably molest them the entire time. Sounds like you're having a good time eating very loudly.
I'm not eating anymore.
Are they all done?
Yep.
Okay.
But I saved them for you.
Thank you so much. And, of course, token Supreme Court Justice, communist, far-left radical BLM supporter Ketanji Jackson Brown is arguing that colleges should be able to discriminate against white and Asian students in favor of black and Hispanic students based on race. And that slimy snake, Elon Musk, who told everyone he was gonna buy Twitter to set free speech free again, has already stacked the odds against conservatives with a far-left Twitter moderation council, including people who hate Trump, called him a Nazi, a racist tangerine, all that stuff, like Yoel Roth. And I'm sure they're going to find some kind of a token conservative that's really not like a Ben Shapiro or something to rubber stamp all the censorship of his competition. Russia is now accusing the UK, and they claim to have evidence for this, that the British military are assisting in the use of drone warfare for Ukraine against Russia. A major and marked escalation where it's not just U.S. troops on the ground. We are now, apparently, we being the collective West, that are a threat to Russia on their border with bioweapons and everything else, firing weapons at Russia. They are going to nuke us. Patriot and Green Beret Jeremy Brown, who was arrested for merely turning the FBI's request to spy on fellow patriots as a plant and an informant in the crowd on January the 6th, as though we didn't have enough Ray Epps types out there in the crowd that day. They needed one more, I guess. Well, when he refused, they apparently got revenge by coming back to arrest him for trespassing with like 20 FBI agents and local police, which is, of course, ridiculous. And then they planted a bunch of stuff on him and called it felonies and basically are now offering him a plea deal where they will get rid of all of the felonies and let him have the misdemeanor charge if he plays ball. He has refused the plea deal and is standing on the truth. And that's a courageous thing to do. These people who are now being targeted and destroyed by the government need our support. They need to know they are heroes. because that's the one thing that's going to make all of this suffering worth it in the end. It's not going to be easy for them to have lost all those years with their children, with their families. It's not going to be easy for them to have been smeared and destroyed. But when they come through this thing, these hundreds of people are going to be hardened leaders of the resistance. They're going to be respected, and they're going to have gone through the fire, and they're going to be heroes, whether they like it or not. They're going to have clout. So stand by them, pray for them, show them that this suffering means something, and you'll see less people taking plea deals. Hillary Clinton says that David DePape, the one who attacked and hammered Paul Pelosi, is a Republican somehow, even though this guy is not a Republican. He's a far-left radical nudist slash sex worker who hangs out with people like Paul Pelosi at 2 a.m. in the night. But Democrats are quite predictable. They have a playbook, and it's tried, it's true, it works for them very well, and they stick to it. And this is one of the plays. It's called projection. Accuse them of what you're doing. It's actually, I'm pretty sure, one of the rules for radicals, which, you know, that's one of Hillary's favorite books, and it has very specific tactics about how to overthrow regimes and take over power from the government through societal chaos, basically. And the book was dedicated to Satan, a very appropriate book for Hillary Clinton, who herself was probably a moonchild conceived by Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard in a sex magic ritual at the Area 51 location, what later became Area 51, strangely enough. This was before all of the weirdness. And, you know, look, I'm just reporting the dates line up. That's the story. I don't know if it's true, but that's what Satanists do in these weird occult rituals. They conceive children, and they call them moon children. The idea is to conceive a demon instead of a human soul. I don't know. Certainly fits with Hillary, though. The Democrats want you dead, and they're willing to use biological weapons in order to do it. Now is the time to support free speech and harden your immune system by stocking up on liposomal vitamin C at redpillliving.com/onsalenow. Use the coupon code WINTERC to get 15% off our liposomal vitamin C, which is 2 to 3,000% stronger and more absorbable than your traditional vitamin C. This stuff is amazing, and it is the most powerful, easy way to harden your immune system, and it's completely safe. You cannot overdose on vitamin C. Make redpillliving.com's liposomal vitamin C your first line of defense and harden your immune system. Stock up now while supplies last. This sale ends Monday, November 7th at midnight Pacific, or while supplies last. Again, the coupon code is WINTERC at redpillliving.com. The Democrats and the White House have now issued a threat. They are saying that Biden's angry Dark Biden speech recently was the, quote, final warning, end quote. In St. Louis, election officials are telling volunteers at the training sessions, don't worry about that new photo ID law. We are not the photo police, basically preparing them to cheat. In Michigan, the rig is still in, and that's despite a judge ordering the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, to change the rules that she made up out of thin air in order to cheat. But the judge has done nothing to enforce it. The cheating is going to be so bad this year that even sleepy Joe Biden is warning that numerous American state races will not be called for several days after the election, saying we need to be patient. Large mystery buyers are buying up almost as much gold as the central banks of the world combined, because gold and silver are money, and the real smart money in the room is moving toward gold and silver and away from all of the dying fiat currencies that are imploding with hyperinflation. Don't forget, you can get gold and silver at a fair price from a trusted name at nemosnewsnetwork.com/gold. That will take you to our gold sponsor, Goldco. Apparently, white suburban women, which is about 20% of the nation's electorate and largely a Democrat category, at least until the last couple of years, are really voting Republican. There is a major red wave, and it's not just white women who are rejecting Democrats. In fact, women of all colors are rejecting the Democrat Party, and blacks and Hispanics are leaving in droves. The only thing holding the tiny Democrat Party together at this point is their shared hate of us, and they're desperate, cornered, willing to do anything. The deputy director of Milwaukee's election commission has been fired for sending out fake military ballots to state residents. Apparently, it's really easy in Milwaukee to get military ballots in order to cheat elections. I hope that you have found this video to be of value. If you did, you know what to do. Please consider liking and sharing and perhaps even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. And for the esoteric, you know, I call it the news what's happening, but the esoteric is why it's happening. If you want that news, go to theserapium.com and check that one out. It's filled with really good stuff, including the new docuseries I've been working on. Check it out at theserapium.com/his story. It's history with an extra S, and it makes absolute sense when you really begin to understand what has been going on and how everything that they've told us is a lie and how they hate God. It's really something that everyone will enjoy. It's kind of a collective story of humanity. And, you know, whether you're a believer of God or gods or, you know, aliens, it doesn't really matter. What you're going to learn about history and the deep state and the lies they've told us, I mean, it is going to blow your mind. Don't forget that special sale at redpillliving.com/onsalenow. Coupon code WINTERC for 15% off our liposomal vitamin C, which is over on Monday, midnight Pacific. And I hope to see you guys in the chat room at the nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat chatroom or theserapium.com/chat. Or if nothing else, maybe on a Saturday night Sabbath at 7 p.m. Eastern live chat. We'll see you there on Rumble. And you can find all of our links, of course, on the websites, on the socials tab. We'll see you guys on the next one. May God be with all of you.